Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Well, I thought you were going to start the broadcast, Bert.
Okay. I thought you'd just start, open up and hand it off to me. You know, okay. I don't know how to link up with that music right to the second as you do.
Okay. Well, all right. So, hour number two, USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. Bert Bertonis is with us, patent holder, design engineer, expert in radio frequencies, and I think he's going to be interviewing me about some of the things that we do here at the farm. At least that's what I mentioned on the air several times, you know, over the last week. Where would you like to go, Bert?
Well, I thought it was very interesting what we covered the last time we discussed home and how much planning there is. You know, we mentioned all the wiring going on through the house, and a lot of people didn't realize we covered like 8 different cables, you know, your power line, phone line, Ethernet, coax, doorbell, low voltage, alarm sensors, even weather station. You covered a lot of those at the end of the list there with the multi-conductor cable, but pretty amazing. But we didn't even cover plumbing and EBC, piping. So let's briefly cover, you know, how many different water lines, vacuum lines, different other work that you'd put in to do the piping in the early stages of planning and construction.
Okay. So I think what you might be asking is what makes our house, farm, buildings different. And what have we learned and what have we implemented from, you know, things that we've seen, other properties, reading, etc. And what makes us different? Well,
and also what somebody could learn from your experience having, you know, I think you went through this without having a book and you just kind of had the foresight and I'm guessing corrected some things midstream. So what somebody now planning their home can learn from your experience.
Sure. Okay, so we have owned, Mrs. Fennelli and I have owned together and separately houses. She grew up in houses different from ours from when I grew up. And so I got a chance to see her house, and she got a chance to see ours, and we got a chance to see other people's. And we decided that we weren't going to buy other people's mistakes. And I have never seen a house yet, not one that was done right according to my way of looking at it. I'm talking about plumbing, heating, electrical, roof, orientation of the house, roof pitch, roof color, siding, basement. I haven't seen one that, if you look at the whole house, it was done the way I would have done it. So, in terms of plumbing, there's a book you can get. It's Black & Decker's plumbing book. It's really excellent. And you can probably get it for $5 or $6 on eBay used. It's a great book, and it will show you lots of ways that plumbing is done. We decided, when I was growing up, we had copper plumbing. Copper plumbing in the 60s was the new plumbing pipe that replaced cast iron and galvanized plumbing. Galvanized plumbing was okay, except that it would rust on the inside. And the diameter of the pipe on the inside would get smaller and smaller and smaller as the pipes corroded and rusted more and more and more to the point where they could hardly flow water at all. And that's what.
So why would anyone even use galvanized after what we now know with 100 years of experience?
We wouldn't. We would not use galvanized. But you can still get pieces of galvanized, you know, plumbing, lengths of plumbing, fittings, etc., elbows, unions, couplings, all that you can still buy to repair galvanized plumbing. So it makes no sense to use galvanized. Very hard to use. It is very labor intensive. Copper was better because you could cut it. It was lighter and it didn't corrode. So copper plumbing in the 60s and 70s was a great, even the 80s, great way to go. But copper became really, really expensive. Now it's unaffordable. So what are the choices now? Well, in the last 20 years or so, maybe even 30 years, there was Quest with a Q. And that was touted as really great. It was flexible. You could run it in the walls, and you could bend it, and you could actually have water freeze in it, and water expands when it freezes, and water expands when it's heated. It's the only substance on the planet that does that expands when it's heated and freezes, and it wouldn't break.
And how did that taste to the mice and the rats?
Well, evidently they didn't really like it too much, but the problem with it was they didn't test it as well as they should have. And so this gray Quest pipe would deteriorate when it was used with city water systems with chlorine. The chlorine would destroy it. Now, think about this. You've got plumbing in the walls, under the floors, you know, all over the house, and it springs leaks. So what happens? Well, it wets the sheetrock, it wets the insulation, it ruins the floors. It was a mess. So that didn't turn out to be so good. So obviously we didn't use that. And so then the choice is, do you use PEX, P-E-X, or do you use PVC and CPVC? And that CPVC and PVC are more rigid, and they work better. Now, the reason I don't like PEX too much is because the fittings are crimped on, and they don't seem very secure to me. And I think you can have, you know, slight drip, drip, drip. Over time, a little bit of drip could cause mold, and so I don't like PEX. Now, we use PEX for running between our outdoor wood furnace and our heating system. That's it, but there's no pressure under it. It's not under 40 pounds of pressure like, you know, water lines. And it's a kind of a closed system. So it works great because it can sustain heat. And the water that we heat might be 170 to 180 degrees, and PEX can sustain those temperatures. But I don't like that for potable water. I don't like that for the indoor plumbing, for drinking water and toilets and so forth. So what we used in our house was PVC, polyvinyl chloride, and CPVC, chlorinated polyvinyl chloride. PVC is white in color, and CPVC is kind of a tan in color.
And what's the PVC, difference in terms of PVC, quality and longevity?
Okay. The PVC, they probably will last about the same length of time. But PVC is not designed for warm or hot water. It can't take the temperature. It will lose its ability to sustain the pressures when it gets warm, and it will burst. So it's only for cold water. Now, CPVC and PVC look similar to the untrained eye, but they're not. They're different sizes. And what they, and the connections, the fittings, the unions, the couplings, the elbows, the T's, they're different sizes. Different sizes because they're designed not to work together. So you don't confuse hot water plumbing with cold water plumbing. So PVC is for cold water. It's white. And it can take a greater pressure as long as it doesn't get hot. Hot meaning, let's say, above normal ambient temperature. What would that be? Let's say, I don't know, maybe 105 degrees at the most in a house. It works great for that. CPVC can take up to 180 degrees, they say. But the diameter is smaller. And the pressure that it can sustain is lower. And it costs
more. Would you say most homes have slightly lower pressure on the hot water only because it has to go through your hot water heater?
That's a really good point that you bring up. The answer is yes and no. If you have a, the pressure will be the same if there's no flow of water. If there's a flow of water, then the pressure can change. But here's the interesting point. When we talk about the flow of water, if you look at the inside of CPVC, that's the tan-colored hot water plumbing pipe, there are a couple different grades. There's one that looks like it's bumpy on the inside, and the higher grade is smooth. Now, you remember probably cobblestone roads. Cobblestones were those, they're also called Belgian blocks. They are these granite blocks that are the size of a loaf of bread, you know, a short loaf of bread. And they built roads with them, and they lasted a really long time, almost indefinitely. But the problem was, between the blocks, there were bumps or depressions, and you couldn't go very fast because of all these bumps. So it's like driving on speed bumps. And it was a great road surface for longevity, but not for smooth travel. Well, on the inside of CPVC plumbing, the cheaper grades are bumpy like that, and there's more restriction to the water flow. Now, you can save, oh, a few percent by buying the cheap stuff, but in the long run, it won't flow as much water. And CPVC, the hot water plumbing pipe, is a smaller diameter anyway than the cold water. So it can be a double whammy by using CPVC for cold water, and you can, but it doesn't flow as much, and some of it's bumpy on the inside. So if you're going to buy some, I suggest you look at it and see the different grades for yourself and decide if you can endure a slower volume of water and ultimately lower pressure.
So then the bumps on the inside, is that intentional to slow the water down, or is that just effect of low-cost manufacturing?
Lower-cost manufacturing. So it costs more to make that smooth surface on the inside of the pipe. They have to make it on the outside because then the fittings won't seal properly when you cement them together. But on the inside, faster processes, lower quality, cheaper manufacturing, more bumps, more restriction in the water flow. But here's the interesting thing. Plumbers generally like to use only CPVC. Now, why is that? Well, it makes no sense to me, but from a business perspective, maybe it does make sense for the plumbers. Because if they come to your house and they have to bring PVC and CPVC and fittings for both, you know, both styles, because they are not interchangeable. You can't use a PVC plumbing fitting on CPVC. You know, the white fittings won't work with the tan pipe and vice versa. And they're sized that way, so you can't mix them up. So what plumbers tend to like to do is use the smaller diameter hot water CPVC for everything. And the reason they do that is they don't have to carry all these fittings and all this pipe. They just carry CPVC. And the homeowners don't know the difference. So
yeah,
what happens
that,
is
that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Then
it's not obvious which is the hot and cold water is one thing right off, but it just sounds like a bad compromise.
It is. But there are adapters. There are fittings that will join PVC to CPVC. So a plumber can just have the half inch size, the 3/4 inch size, the 1 inch size. And that will do the job. So by having three different size fittings that will adapt CPVC to PVC, they can use CPVC for everything else. And it's a bad choice. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well... Are you going to take us back?
Okay. So, welcome back. We're here discussing home plumbing and pipe fitting for construction of your new home, or I guess you could do a retrofit, correct, Vince, where you wanted to get rid of your old galvanized piping and put in PVC.
Right, and there are adapters. There are adapters to go between galvanized, you know, three-quarter-inch pipe thread, half-inch pipe thread, and CPVC and PVC. So to cut to the chase, why I decided to plumb the way I did in our farmhouse is it's less expensive to use PVC for cold water, and it's better. And it flows more. It's a larger inside diameter. The pipe costs less. The fittings cost less. And it sustains higher pressures. So you'd have to be crazy not to use that for cold water in the first place. That's the
light. How's the light?
I don't know. I've never had a failure. Now, I've been using it for 30 years, and it's never failed. And the other thing is, for hot water, we use CPVC, the tan stuff. And it works great as well. But when we go to our plumbing department in our house, you know, in our farmhouse, we have a plumbing, electrical, oil filter department. We have, you know, lots and lots of spare parts, well parts. We have, maybe hundreds of feet of spare PVC pipe, half inch and three quarter inch and one inch. And we have hundreds of feet of CPVC pipe, half inch and three quarter inch. And we have, I don't know, maybe 1,000 fittings. And the reason is, if something bursts, if one of these things happens to fail, one connection happens to fail on a Sunday, what are we going to do? So I want to make sure that we have everything that we need. And when you buy them, these fittings, you can buy, well, you can buy 10 packs of pipe, PVC and CPVC. It costs less than buying an individual stick. The same thing with the fittings, the elbows, the tees, etc. It costs less if you buy them in the 10-pack. They call them contractor packs. And so that's what we do. And if you decide that you want to call your place a farm, it's all tax exempt. So you need to buy a farm. And then you can get all these, you know, spare parts for your farm. And I challenge the IRS. You want to give me a hard time? Let's see who wins. Let's see who wins. Because those plumbing parts that I bought are for the farm. And I challenge the IRS to prove otherwise. They can't, because they are for the farm. It's a bona fide tax deduction slash expense for the farm. That's what it is.
So far, everything seems to be in favor of PVC. I can throw one thing out there, though. How about shear strength in terms of, say, an earthquake or some type of extraneous impact? I would guess copper would win out there.
Well, copper can bend. You can literally bend it, deform it, and you can't put it back together, you know, the way it was. You can't straighten it out and have it perfect. Maybe copper with sweated, you know, lead soldered connections, tin lead soldered connections would be better. But lead is considered to be pretty toxic. So now soldered connections are not 60-40 lead or 50-50 lead and tin anymore. They used to be. Now it's pretty much lead. Oh, they call it lead free, but it's really hard to use. It takes a different temperature, better technique. You know, the average guy would have a tough time with the new solder. So the best choice, I believe, is going to be PVC for cold water plumbing and CPVC for hot water plumbing. But if a person were to use PEX, that stuff is, you know, semi-flexible. It comes on a roll, you unroll it. But I don't like it. I really don't like it. I just don't like the way the crimp on fittings work. They are barbed, and you just put a crimp connector with a special pair of pliers, and you tighten it up, and that's it. It's not cemented. It's not soldered. It's just a mechanical connection that I think is temporary. And I have a feeling that these PEX installations that are under pressure, like city water pressure or well water pressure, I think people are going to be disappointed with them over time. It might be 20 years, but I think they're going to leak.
Okay.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign 2 more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped in a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Jim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder, and I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hey, class, if you have an opinion about this kind of broadcasting, this way we're doing teaching with Bert and Kathy, you know, interviewing me about, you know, topics that I'm sharing. If you have any comments, positive or negative, I'd love to hear them. And just send them to instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usaprepares.com. Instructor at usaprepares.com. But I have a comment and also a point of view I'd like to share about this plumbing topic.
Sure.
When we moved into a home that was built by a builder in Virginia. This guy was the number one, considered best-in-class builder in that village. And he sold us his own residence. So you would think that it would be top of the line. And from aesthetic point of view, it was quite magnificent. The attention to detail, pecan floors in the dining room, hickory cabinets in the kitchen, dental-type molding around the perimeter of the house. And it was considered a southern colonial. But what it didn't have was shut-off valves in the bathrooms for the toilets. Now, I can guarantee you that if you live in a house long enough, you're going to have a plumbing problem with your toilet. The fill valve or the flush valve is going to fail, and you're going to want to shut the water off. Well, what we had to do was shut the water off to the whole house to prevent water from affecting the changing of the fill valve in the toilets, and they fail. So,
well, that makes
how much
no
does
sense.
It cost? Well, right. It makes no sense. However, this guy, a nice guy, wonderful man, but he didn't tell his plumber, and he didn't do the plumbing himself. He had a plumber or electrician, those kind of trades do that work in his house. But the plumber didn't put a shutoff valve. Now, how much did a shutoff valve cost at that time? I'm thinking about $2. So $2 times three bathrooms, let's say, at $6, plus, a little labor, extra labor, to install the shutoff valves. Well, you can install them with PVC. It costs about the same amount today. And what we did in our house was we transitioned. We used half-inch PVC pipe for connections into the toilets. And then we used a brass shutoff valve. So we transitioned from
that leads to an interesting question. There probably is no thing such as a PVC shutoff valve.
Well, there is. There is, and there are two types. And they would both be ugly in because you could see them under the toilet tank. You could see them coming up from the floor or out from the wall. There are two types. There is one that has a traditional, like an outside faucet would have one of those knobs that you turn and turn and turn, which has a washer. There's that kind. And they have restriction. They're not so good. So it will reduce the flow of water. There's another kind called a ball valve, and it will turn 90 degrees. So there's a handle that's kind of like a straight handle, and it's either turned full on or full off most of the time. Okay? Well, those are way better in terms of flow, but they're ugly. So what we did, I didn't like that. So I didn't like that appearance, and I didn't like the construction at the time. That's 15 years ago. I decided to use brass, chrome-plated brass shutoff valves for the toilets. And they work great. And, have we ever had to shut off the water to the toilet? Yeah. Yeah, in 15 years we have. Sometimes I want to shut the water off and I want to clean the lime out of the tank. And we have three kinds of water in our, four kinds. We have unfiltered water. That goes to outside faucets. Then we have filtered water, which just has a 5-micron filter for all of the water that then goes into the water softener. And then from the water softener, it goes into the hot water heater and the cold water plumbing. So we have unfiltered water, we have filtered water, we have soft water, and we have actually hard water. So our toilets, we have hard water going to them. Why? Because why would we want to flush our toilet with soft water? Why spend the extra money for the salt for the toilets? Just going to flush it. So we have different water plumbing systems for different reasons. But if you hire a plumber to plumb your house and you're building a new house and you say you want a water softener, there's no way that plumber would say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Homeowner, would you like just hard water to go to your toilets? They would never say that because they wouldn't think of that because it's too hard. Because you have to run separate plumbing. But that's what we have. And that's what makes our house different. Because we were thinking of the long run rather than the short run. plumbers and electricians are thinking of the short run. What's easy? What's the easiest? How can I get in and out, and I'll just pass the bill on to the customer? That's what they do. They don't think about the best way. They think about the fastest, easiest way. Bert, back to you. Any comments?
A question just came in. Do you use the same cement for the different types of PVC? And do you use a primer or the all-in-one cement with primer included?
Okay, here's what I do. I do not use the all-in-one because I don't think it's as good. And I don't use the universal cement either. I use the solvent or the cleaner, which is purple. And I prep the pipe with the cleaner. Then I use the appropriate best solvent for that pipe. So I use PVC cement for PVC, and I use CPVC cement for CPVC. I don't use the universal. And there's another thing. There are different strengths of joints based on the cement that you use. So some cement is really fast drying, but it's not strong. Why would I do that? Why would I, put a marginal cement on a plumbing joint when I can put a really strong joint together? I want to use a strong joint cement. So that's what I do. But not everybody does that. But I do everything, pretty much everything, the hard way, the right way, in my opinion, the long way. And here's something else. I carry a pocket knife. And when I cut a piece of PVC or CPVC plumbing, I put a radius on the inside of that end of the pipe so that when water flows through it, it doesn't hit a sharp edge and cause turbulence and cavitation. So I make the water flow smoother because I radius the pipe by using my nice and clean knife to cut a beveled edge on the inside of the CPVC and PVC plumbing pipe. That would be considered best practice. But are plumbers in a hurry? Of course. Does it take more time? Yep. It takes more time.
About
is
for
the right way to do it? For the long run? Absolutely.
How about for the sprinkler system? Which PVC do you recommend?
See, PVC. Plain old PVC.
Okay.
Unless you have underground plumbing, and then you can use that black rolled PVC. It's black. Now, there are different grades. There are different thicknesses of the walls. And if you read them, they're not all created equally. So, for example, some of them can sustain higher pressures. They have thicker walls. Now, if you live in a place like we do where there's lots of rocks, it would be crazy to use that kind of plumbing for most applications because the shifting of the ground, the heaving, the thawing would cause the rocks to abrade, and you develop an underground leak if you have, an irrigation system for, watering the lawn or something like that. What we do, and here's something interesting, since you mentioned that. We have a barn that is not connected to our house. We have a freestanding garage that is also not connected to our house. And back in probably around 1970, I bought an air compressor. And for inflating tires and painting and that kind of thing. Air tools, for automotive purposes. I still have it. It's got a 20-gallon tank, but, it's kind of small for the kind of things we do here. We have a vertical air compressor, 60-gallon tank, which is just, adequate. 80-gallon would be better, but we don't have one. Well, I decided that we have cars in the freestanding garage. And if you don't drive the cars, those tires need to be inflated. They tend to go flat. Same thing in the barn. We've got tractors and cars in the barn. And we've got a lot of tires that can go flat. So what I decided to do was trench between the house, the freestanding garage, and the barn. And I decided that I could put some things in there. I could put air plumbing for the air compressor from the automotive shop. And I can run air into the barn. And I could run air into the garage. And I could run underground heating system, insulated plumbing from the outdoor wood furnace, into the garage. and the freestanding garage, and I could run power cables and Ethernet and Cat5 and. So I put it all underground in conduit. So now, if I want to go to the garage and inflate a tire, I just keep an air hose there with a quick connect on it, and I just put a chuck on it, and I drag that air hose from the wall where there's air plumbing, and I can inflate any of the tires I want without having a compressor in the barn. I've never seen anybody else have one of those.
Vince, when you
we're the only guys I know that have done that.
Vince, when you inflate the tires, do you move them a quarter turn to keep the car from getting flat spots sitting on the same spot of the tire?
We try to move all the vehicles whenever we can for exactly that purpose, and that's a very good point. Because nylon tires, there are sidewall constructions and tread constructions, typically steel belts in the tread, but there's also reinforcing nylon or rayon. Now, nylon is much stronger, and it really works well. And if you live in a warm climate, it's the way to go. But if the tire sits in cold weather, it will develop a flat spot. So when you drive on a nylon tire, it'll thump, 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 thump until the tire warms up a little bit. It might take a mile or two, and it'll feel like the tire's out of balance or the wheel and the tire are out of balance in cold weather with nylon tires. Rayon, not so much. So rayon is the choice for cold climates. Nylon is the choice for strength in warm climates. And, yes, you should move those vehicles so they don't develop flat spots. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and are you saying that even if it occurs, it wears off after a few miles, or could it be permanent damage to the tires?
Well, it depends on how long it sets. You know, if you're talking about a month, now, it'll probably be fine. And the warming up of the tire will straighten out and make that tire round again, and it'll be fine. But you don't want to take a cold tire and take off and race down the road with it if it's been setting and it's got, you know, cold flat spot on the bottom. You want to take it easy, drive slowly, so you don't destroy the rubber and steel belt and nylon or rayon sections of the tire where they all join together. So just take it easy and you'll be fine. But you know, if you keep it for a couple of years, now you're going to damage the tire.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm back, and we're discussing water and plumbing today.
Yeah, and so, Bert, have you ever heard of running underground air between buildings, you know, compressed air?
Not for a home. I've heard of some homes have vacuum cleaner lines where you can plug a vacuum cleaner attachment in through different rooms, but that's obviously different than compressed air.
Yeah, do you want to talk about central vacs? Is that something you want to talk about?
Sure. PVC?
Yeah. Yeah, 2-inch diameter, PVC, very inexpensive plumbing. So if you want to have a central vac system and you're building a house or a cabin, while the studs are in place and not covered by sheetrock or whatever the you're going to cover them with, that's the time to install the rough-in for the central vacuum system. I consider an upright vacuum and a canister vacuum. First, the upright vacuum is the worst. That is a great device for dust relocation. It picks up some of the dust and spreads a percentage of that in the air, and it goes all over the room, maybe even all over the house. A canister type is better, but it still blows dust around the house. The only one that I know of.
Is that similar to the vacuum on the first season of Saturday Night Live when the wild and crazy guys smuggled it in from Eastern Europe?
I didn't see it, so I don't know. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, they escaped from behind the Iron Curtain, and they brought their marvel of Russian communist engineering, and it was this vacuum cleaner that was basically bigger than a refrigerator.
Well, that sounds like some of the engineering. I saw one of their spacecraft, and it was really impressive in terms of, it was like a tank.
Obviously
tank.
It made no sense. Hey, Vince, right. You mentioned water real quick. Do you have three kinds of water or four kinds of water? You have obviously cold drinking water, hot water, Then you mentioned gray water, which doesn't go through the softener. Do you also have reclaimed water for for gardening or something like that?
No, we do not have gray water. I was asked that, one of our class asked me about that. No, we do not. There, you know, in Florida, places like that where water is at a real premium, gray water is great. So gray water class, if you're at the kitchen sink and you're washing dishes, that water is suitable for gardening, but it's not suitable for, and it's suitable for flushing a toilet unless it has grease in it, but it's not suitable for drinking. Okay? No, we don't. We have a septic system, and all of the water that goes from sinks and toilets, etc., goes into the septic system. And we oversized our septic system, and it was recommended 1,000 gallons. We put in a 1,500-gallon tank, and we have laterals in crushed stone buried about 4 feet below the surface of the ground. So it's deep, it's extra laterals, and it's an extra-sized tank. We have a well. So coming in from the well underground is cold water, unfiltered. Now we send that unfiltered water to water faucets, hydrants, if you will. We water the cows with them. We can wash cars with it. But it is not filtered with a whole house filter. Coming on from the unfiltered water from the pressure tank from the well, we have a whole house water filter that filters down to the 5-micron level. That takes out sediment and, you know, the big chunks. I mean, when I say big chunks, I mean, these are microscopic, but they can clog, ultimately, rust particles, things like that, lime from the underground lime structure where the water is contained underground here in the Ozarks. So we have a whole house water filter. From there, it goes into the water softener. But there's a tap off before the water softener for the toilets. So it's filtered, but not softened water. The reason it's filtered is we don't want the big chunks to clog up the valves for the toilets. And only filtered unsoftened water goes to the toilets. The sinks, the dishwasher, the clothes washer, all the rest of the domestic use is filtered, softened water. Now, after the water softener, there's a T. Some of the water is cold and goes to the cold water faucets. The other side of the T goes to the hot water heater, where the water has been filtered and softened and then goes into the hot water heater. And that's the way to do it, because you want to filter and soften the water before it goes into the hot water heater. Otherwise, you'll have lime deposits clogging up your hot water heater. Anything else in the last 15 seconds?
No, but that's been an interesting hour, Vince. It's everything about water.
Yeah. Yep. And we can do it again and again. And class, if you're interested in this kind of class, let me know. instructor@usaprepares.com. I'll share them with Bert and Kathy. And you can tell us what you think. Good, bad, indifferent. Bert, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben. Enjoyed it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.